We're checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for an update on the April 20th Board of License Commissioners meeting. How are you doing, Nikki?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Doing great now that the weather's getting better, and we're all looking forward to better times ahead for sure.
Yes, absolutely. It feels good. The weather's been beautiful.
Yeah, I know a lot of restaurants are greatly anticipating being able to get their outdoor dining going again.
That's right. Yeah, we're all looking forward to that, right?
For
getting
sure.
Out again.
Yeah. Pretty quick meeting this time around, right?
Yeah. We only had three items on the agenda. I can get started here with number one. Hearing regarding the request of the Fowler House, William Rizzotti, manager, for a license for an outdoor entertainment for Saturday, May 1st, rain date May 2nd, for their 40th anniversary celebration on the premise located at 1041 Hancock Street. There is a band schedule from 1 to 7, and the event will follow all gathering requirements in place on the date of the event. In addition, Mr. Rizzotti also requested approval to schedule future outdoor entertainment test dates. So we talked about all of that. Let me first start by saying, you know, kudos to Mr. Rizzotti. He does a great job there at the Fowler House, and that just goes to show with his 40 years of service and being open there. He does do a great job. He's before us for this anniversary celebration. It's going to be from 1 to 7, they are going to have police details. They are going to shut off a part of Adeline Street. So there'll be a police officer at each end. He did already check with the police chief, and that is all right for that day. And then they'll be having some raffles. They're actually doing a fundraiser for Wreaths Across America in light of the event. And they've already gotten some donations and looking forward to their May 1st event. The other part of it was some test dates for live entertainment outside on his patio, which will be just a, you know, one-man acoustic, which will take place on May 5th, May 12th, and May 16th. I'm sure that information will be available on the Fowler House website for all that are interested. And there were no questions from anyone on the Zoom call, and it went through 4-0. I should mention that Cindy DeCristofaro from the Health Department was unable to be with us yesterday, but other than that, the police chief, the fire chief, and Inspector Duca were all there.
Okay, very good. We were just speaking about outdoor dining and entertainment.
Yes.
So there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be a nice kickoff.
Yeah, congratulations to them. 40 years.
Yeah, right. 40 years. That's great. Love that pizza. Next is agenda item number 2. Hearing regarding the request of 555 Motors Inc. for a garage repair license at the premise located at 166 Washington Street. Proposed manager, Thrasful Vivitenkin, and his attorney, Chris Harrington. Proposed hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 4. Chris Harrington spoke on behalf of 555 Motors to tell us that this is a business B-zone district, the former Safe Light Glass on Washington Street. They were granted special permit for this location on March 23rd under the following conditions. a non-see-through fence to be installed on the church side of the rear property for Glen Terrace. All repairs to be done inside. Storage shed that holds the tires and the pickup be done weekly. And all conditions to be completed based on what was presented at the Zoning Board of Appeals. The license board also was required notice and mailing to be completed, which was done. There were no comments or concerns from anybody on the Zoom call. And no comments or concerns from anybody on the board. That went through 4-0.
Okay. Is what church, Nikki? Is it Quincy Kong or St. Joseph's? Do you know?
No, it is, I think it's Glad Tidings.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Right there.
Yep.
Next is agenda item number 3. Here we got in the request of GCS Petrol Inc. doing business as Quincy Shore Golf for a license to engage in the sale of prepackaged food for the premise located at 665 Quincy Shore Drive. Hadi Saad was there. This did require notice to abutters. It was complete. And they got the sign off from the health department for a hand sink. And so they were all set. No comments, concerns from anyone in the Zoom call. And it went through the board 4-0.
Very good. Okay. Pretty routine stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We will meet again on May 4th.
Very good.
It's our next meeting.
Okay. How else is life in the city clerk's office these days?
Life is good. We did our first dog vaccination and licensing down at the Parks Department on Saturday. That went from 10 to 1. There were dogs and cats there for vaccination, which was great. And we also registered 83 dogs.
Wow.
I know, licenses that at the same time. So that was great. We think it was such a great success. We'll ask to do it again.
Okay.
If there isn't a shelter, done by then, which, you know, they haven't started it yet. So,
right. Yeah.
The Parks Department was a great opportunity, plenty of social distancing, plenty of room for the dogs and cats alike. And I think it went off without a hitch.
Nice. The day was just super picture perfect for that. So that's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It started off a little drizzly, but it turned out great.
Yep. Yep. They could take advantage of Patrick Field afterwards, I'm sure.
Exactly. People, we got all kinds of positive feedback from it. People loved the opportunity.
Great. And just to remind folks, it is a requirement, right, in the city that dogs be licensed.
It is. And we're here 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday doing dog licenses. We know there's a lot of new COVID dogs out there. So you want to come in and get them registered so that they can get their tag.
Okay. And what is the cost, Nikki?
It's $10 for the tag.
Okay. And it's good for 1 year?
Good for 1 year, yes.
Okay. Very good. What else? Census forms still coming in? The city census forms?
Census forms are still coming in. We're still processing, still filing. We'll be looking ahead to the federal census and going to be working on that with the state to kind of project what will be coming for the new census numbers, which we won't be getting until September.
Really? Okay.
So we're going to try to work and do the best we can with the projection that we have and then go from there.
Okay. Because I know you're
federal numbers.
Yeah, because it's a municipal election here, right? So you need to know how to set up the precincts. Yeah.
Yeah. I think what we'll do is we'll draw the lines this year, perhaps early next year, bring it before the council for their approval. Mm-hmm. And then probably if we need to move some precincts, we'll probably end up doing that early next year.
Okay. All right. How does the election calendar look right now?
Good. So election nomination papers will be available on May 4th.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and they have, candidates have until, I think it's July 27th to return them here to the city clerk's office.
Okay.
So, and still the required 50 signatures, from either a ward race, at large or, school committee.
Right. Yeah. There's
no mayor on the ballot this year.
All righty. So we don't know yet if there'll be a preliminary in September or not, obviously.
Nope, not yet, but we're anticipating it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Anything else, Nikki?
I think that's it.
All righty. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up after the next license board meeting.
Okay, take care.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.